Owning a home is the primary way families build wealth in this country. But African Americans face especially high barriers to home ownership. And in D.C., where property values and taxes are rising, holding on to homes can be tough as well. Allie Schweitzer with WAMU's Affordability Desk looked into the racial home ownership gap in the Washington region and talked to one Washingtonian who's trying to hold on to her family's house.
Hope Willis thought all her childhood home needed was a little sprucing up. But while tidying the kitchen in the D.C. house her family has rented out for a decade, she found an unpleasant surprise behind an old refrigerator.
And you just see like this mass body of like insects just disperse.
Cockroaches. Thousands of them.
And that was the moment that I said to myself, I have no clue what I'm doing.
Willis may have been naive when she volunteered to take over the row house that's been in her family for 30 years, but even the roaches haven't shaken her conviction that the house must stay in her family.
This is about preserving like community and being able to create some kind of like long-term financial stability for my family.
Willis's parents are African American, and in both the D.C. area and nationally, Black residents are less likely to own their homes than whites. About half of African-American households in D.C. own their homes, compared to about 70% of white households. It's among the smallest racial homeownership gaps in the U.S., but still high for a region with such a strong Black middle class. That disparity has many causes, but it's based in decades of racist housing policy. Elena McCargo is vice president with the Urban Institute.
The main barriers which have really gotten in the way of homeownership accessibility historically have been very much rooted in discrimination and segregation.
Black district residents faced an extremely narrow pathway to homeownership until about the 1950s. A combination of government-sponsored lending discrimination, exclusionary zoning, racial restrictions on deeds, and courts that reinforced segregation blocked many Black Washingtonians from buying real estate. And that inequity still reverberates today. Families who couldn't buy homes then didn't have assets to pass down to their children. D.C. Councilmember Kenya McDuffie says he's fortunate his grandparents did. They were among the first African-American homebuyers in the segregated D.C. neighborhood of Stronghold. Today, McDuffie lives in that same house with his family, and he says it's a crucial source of financial stability.
Like most people who have the privilege of owning a home in this country, our home is the primary source of wealth.
And the council member says too many Black Washingtonians haven't had the same opportunities to build wealth. The mortgage crisis stripped African-Americans nationally of half their assets. In D.C., white households have a net worth 81 times greater than Black households, according to the Urban Institute. And Black Washingtonians who do own their homes face pressure to sell as values and property taxes rise. McDuffie says the district has taken steps toward chipping away at the racial homeownership gap. The city offers financial assistance to first-time homebuyers with low to moderate incomes. But McDuffie says such a deeply rooted problem won't be easily solved.
I mean, you look at all the things that contributed to where we are today, and we have to first, as a city, acknowledge the role that the District of Columbia and federal governments played in how we ended up where we are today.
Back in Petworth, Hope Willis is still working on fixing up her family home. She banished the cockroaches, repaired the floors, and even learned how to use a hole saw.
I installed a deadbolt. It was a massive achievement for me.
Working on the house has been challenging, but Willis says she doesn't mind.
What makes it all worth it is D.C. is the only home that my family has like ever really known.
Though Willis hopes the house does change hands in the future, from her parents to her. For WAMU's Affordability Desk, I'm Allie Schweitzer.
For more about the proposed solutions to the racial homeowner gap, visit WAMU.org/affordability.